We are looking at related items. The reason we come to these is because our topic is that life itself is so complex, so involved, that simple chance processes, even over billions of years, cannot explain its origin. Some things won't happen even if you have billions of years to do it. And one of these is DNA and proteins. DNA is that interesting string of double helix string molecule found in every cell in your body that told your body how to grow, how to develop, what color eyes to give you, what your fingerprints would look like, what size your liver would be, I guess, all kinds of things. And we were talking about that. It's a huge amount of information. We were talking about that last time. Tonight we want to look at DNA and proteins. We saw that proteins were their own problem earlier, in that they can't develop with oxygen because oxygen oxidizes them, causes them to rust and burn and go away, but they can't live without oxygen. So they have to be developed and immediately given oxygen. So how do you evolve that? Well, now let's put these together, DNA and proteins. DNA cannot function without hundreds of pre-existing proteins. So just DNA by itself won't work. Ribosomes, complex structures that assemble proteins, have or require about 200 different proteins. 200. The number depends somewhat on whether the organism is a bacterium, eukaryote, sounds like you're calling somebody a bad name, eukaryote, or archaea. Proteins are produced only at the direction of DNA. So you have to have proteins for the DNA to function, but proteins only develop at the direction of DNA. Do you see a little circular thing there going on? This was reported in Scientific American. The amino acids must link together to form proteins, and the other chemicals must join up to make nucleic acids, including the vital DNA. The seemingly insurmountable obstacle is the way the two reactions are inseparably linked. One can't happen without the other. Proteins depend on DNA for their formation, but DNA cannot form without pre-existing protein. You see the circular thing. So, in other words, they had to begin at the same time. You can't evolve it, you can't grow it. They have to both be there at the beginning. Because each needs the other, a satisfactory explanation for the origin of one must also explain the origin of the other. The origin of the genetic code presents formidable unsolved problems. The coded information in the nucleotide sequence is meaningless without the translation machinery. But the specification for this machinery is itself coded in the DNA. Thus, without the machinery, the information is meaningless. But without the coded information, the machinery cannot be produced. This presents a paradox of the chicken and egg variety, and attempts to solve it so far have been sterile. Neither chicken or egg. In lectures recorded in the book Origins. Genes and enzymes are linked together in a living cell, two interlocked systems, each supporting the other. It is difficult to see how either could manage alone. Yet, if we are to avoid invoking either a creator or a very large improbability, we must accept that one occurred before the other in the origin of life. But which one was it? We are left with the ancient riddle, which came first, the chicken or the egg? So here's a person who says, of course, we dare not call upon a creator to do this, But it's either that or some very improbable chance. Because DNA and proteins depend so intimately on each other for their survival, it's hard to imagine one of them having evolved first. But it's just as implausible for them to have emerged simultaneously out of a prebiotic soup. Yes, that is very unlikely. Carl Zimmer in Science. Therefore, the components of these manufacturing systems must have come into existence simultaneously. This implies creation. Some of these necessary proteins decode the DNA, store DNA, histone spools, transcribe DNA into messenger RNA, and assemble proteins, ribosomes. These systems present in each cell are extremely complex. One of the most studied proteins in mammals, including humans, is called P53. It binds to thousands of DNA sites and influences cell growth, death, and structure. It is involved in fertility and early embryonic development. It also stifles cancers by repairing DNA, suppressing tumors, and killing genetically damaged cells. How could DNA have survived unless P53 and its many functions already existed? In each human, tens of thousands of genes are damaged daily. The human body receives tens of thousands of DNA lesions per day, according to the magazine Nature. Also, when a cell divides, its DNA at times is copied with errors. Every organism has machinery that identifies and repairs damaged and mistranslated DNA. So it's built within. The errors were expected. Machinery was already in place to fix those errors and repair them. Without such repair systems, the organism would quickly deteriorate and die. If evolution happened, each organism would have become extinct before these DNA repair mechanisms could evolve. Because with evolution, there has to be a need for it, and then it develops. The need would not being met would kill it. So finally, life's complexity is mind-boggling, not something that random processes could ever produce. So I don't understand, you know, half of the technical stuff that we were reading here. It just comes down to this, that you have this cycle, DNA and proteins. The one can't exist without the other. But according to evolution, one had to evolve before the other. Can't happen. Therefore, the theory of evolution is false. Comments or questions?